all things bright and beautiful. Really?
Answers with Ken Ham, a creation evangelist from Australia.
We see so much suffering and death today, and yet we sing the hymn, All Things Bright and Beautiful, the Lord God Made Them All. Why, I wonder? Here's an illustration from my homeland. Imagine you're in Australia's tropics and you touch a gimpy tree, highly poisonous. While running to the ocean to wash, you step on one of our deadly blue-ringed octopi, and as you fall back in excruciating pain, you're stung by one of the dreaded sea stingers. It'll kill you in minutes. And then you stumble out of the ocean and fall into a river full of crocodiles, and as you're grabbed by a crocodile, you start singing the hymn, All Things Bright and Beautiful, the Lord God Made Them All. Now, while we do see beauty in God's creation, I think we need another verse for this hymn. How about, All things marred and mutated, the Lord God cursed them all. You see, all creation is groaning because of the curse God placed on what was once a paradise. This world has beauty and ugliness because of sin.
Today's the last day we're offering our tremendous DVD entitled The Last Adam. It powerfully shares the gospel message as it recounts Christ's last days on earth, including his marvelous resurrection. You can receive this DVD for your gift of any size, and today's the last day to get it. Call our toll-free number, 1-888-89-ANSWERS, 888-89-ANSWERS.